Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning.
Yeah.
Just to give us a little bit of background, previous to this, how did we actually map wind patterns? I mean, this satellite is the first of its kind. So how did we actually manage this before launching something like this?
Well, essentially, until this has been launched, we haven't been able to map the wind properly across the whole planet through the depth of the atmosphere. We've obviously had observation points on the ground, and across the water. That means from ships, and weather stations across the land surfaces. And we launched weather balloons, but it's not been a proper global coverage. Satellites have been in the past been able to measure the surface winds over ocean when they can see the ocean, just by the measuring what's happening with the waves and things like that. And of course, we can track the motion of clouds and infer what the winds are, where the clouds are. But this will be the first satellite that is actually able to give us a global coverage through the depth of the atmosphere.
And how will it actually do that? How will it provide this kind of data?
It's got an instrument called a LIDAR, which is like a laser radar. And what it does is it sends out a laser pulse from the satellite down towards the Earth through the atmosphere. And it looks to see the laser pulse illuminating the air. And when that light comes back to the satellite, it uses the Doppler effect to see how the air is moving. So the Doppler effect is the change in frequency of a wave depending on your motion. So when a train or a car is coming towards you, you hear the pitch rise. And that's the Doppler effect in sound. But it works with light too. And so a laser radar can measure the change in the pitch or the frequency or the color of the light and from that can calculate how the air is moving.
And what is the actual benefit of this data? I mean, it seems amazing to me. This seems like a huge step forward in actually understanding wind patterns and creating this kind of data. But what kind of tangible benefits will it have?
Oh, well, absolutely. It is absolutely important and very valuable. Sort of operationally, all of our weather forecasts are done nowadays with computer programs that model the motion of the atmosphere. And the accuracy that we can do that those programs are able to perform depends very importantly on how accurately we know the state of the atmosphere to start with. And so by measuring the winds and any other atmospheric parameters we're able to get, we can feed that into these numerical models, and that will improve the forecasting. But kind of more importantly for this particular mission, it allows us to improve the models by comparing what the outcome was with what we predicted. That makes sense.
And this will aid, I understand, in predicting some disasters, certainly storms, hurricanes, and the like, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any wind-based atmospheric phenomenon, such as the hurricane that is impacting Hawaii right now.
Of course, of course. And looking, of course, at the issue of climate change, will this build us any kind of understanding in that arena?
It will. I mean, this satellite is not a long-term mission. This is the prime goal of this mission is to improve our understanding of how things work, so that our computer programs, our computer models will better represent reality. And so this particular mission, because the satellite is very low. As you mentioned before, it's only just over 300 kilometres up, and that's low for spacecraft. It gets a little bit of atmospheric drag there. I mean, it's in space, but there's t- tiny amounts of air, and its orbit will only last for a few years. So while it's up there and while it's operating, it'll be operationally very useful, but its long-term legacy will be the improvement of the computer models.
Certainly, just from a layperson perspective, it sounds like an absolutely huge leap forward. Andrew, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time.
Oh, well, thanks very much. It was nice to chat with you, Sean.